HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hi guys, how's it going? I recently spoke to musicians Abhilasha Sinha and Kamakshi Khanna, who are setting sisterhood goals for women around the world, literally. They've been using their social media handles to address their own body insecurities. Body hair, double chin, tummy sticking out, all relatable for most of us, no? Not to forget, they are also setting goals for how we can support each other on social media platforms, but more importantly, also in real life. I mean, who needs an army of followers if you've got a best friend who's always got your back? I also must point out their collaborations, the covers, snippets of their ensemble with Tarana Marwa called River, and how they harmonize over each other's originals and other music posts. Something that they bonded over when they met for the first time at Lady Shri Ram College 8 years ago as a part of the Music Society. Listen on for a fun and sensible chat I had with Abhilasha and Kamakshi, who are also in last week's edition of HD Brunch.
Hi, Kamakshi and Abhilasha. Welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. Could you guys tell us, you know, what is it that, you know, keeps you guys going, and how do you guys support and, you know, cheer each other on?
I think for starters, check in on each other. Yeah. And apart from all the work and the social media and everything, just give each other a call, a message, asking each other how we really are.
Yeah.
I think that's what.
Yeah. I keep sending my music to Kamakshi for feedback and vice versa.
Yeah.
That keeps us like very much in the loop of like what we're doing creatively. You know, just I have a few friends who like I very much trust to give me feedback, and Kamakshi and my other friend Tarana, we've always sent music to each other, and that's been an amazing like space. Mm-hmm. And there's so many like young children who are like making really good music, and so many of them are like female, and they all say that, oh, we're so inspired by you and Kamakshi and Kavya and all of these people making amazing music. And that feels like, whoa, but also like I make it a point to check out their music and like share it and, you know, give feedback if I'm in a position to do so. And I think that's super important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And in one sentence, body positivity to you is?
That's good. One sentence is hard.
No.
Everything in the world changes, so does your body. Learn to love the changes as well.
Yeah. I think body positivity is acknowledging that it's all in the head for me. Like, it has so much to do with the mind. And your body is just one part of it. You are not your body, and you're also not your mind. You're a combination of both of them. So I think it's most important to kind of build a healthy relationship between those two.
All right. Okay. That's great. Okay. And in India, you think body positivity is?
Necessary.
Necessary.
Yeah.
The one thing you guys do for your mental health? Be anything.
Delete Instagram for 2 days. Do that.
Yeah.
Kamakshi?
A lot of things, but I think for me,
call my mom.
There's so much that you have to do, but I think just kind of setting a routine for yourself as a musician, like yeah, just doing that and talking about your feelings and letting mm-hmm. people help you, like getting help from your friends, from your family, talking to your loved ones when you're feeling low, that really helps me.
A female artist who inspired you while you were growing up?
Beyonce.
Beyonce, okay. And Sara Bareilles for me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Both
all right.
Really inspired me.
Pink for me. I loved Pink. She was
oh awesome. My God. That song. So wild. That was my first breakup song.
Oh yeah, that one.
And also So What. So What. I'm still a rock star. I got my rock. That was my first breakup song.
Really?
That was the first song I heard after breakup. It was great.
Weren't you like 15?
Yeah, and I thought I was really cool for like dumping the guy. And I thought I was a rock star and all. Pink was also amazing. So many. Could go on and on.
But sadly, none of them were Indian because all the Indian female musicians were just playback singers. They weren't artists, you know.
I think for me, one of the artists I really liked at some point was Alisha Chinoy. I thought she was really cool.
Oh, yeah. And I loved the...
Oh, my God, Viva.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Loved them so much while growing up. Oh,
and the
God.
Accidental my dream was icon, Falguni Pathak.
Yes, oh, yeah. Falguni Pathak was very cool. Yeah. And obviously Sunidhi Chauhan. But playback singers, yes.
Yeah, all these cool women.
Mm. Yeah.
An embarrassing moment on stage.
So messy. I fell off a stool in the middle of a performance in New York. Because the stool broke.
There's so many. What do I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Tripped over the table. Forgot my own lyrics. Where do we?
I was doing a looping set, and I saw a rat. And everyone who knows me knows my relationship with rats and how horrible it is. And I screamed, and that scream got looped. So for the whole song, it was like 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. It was horrible. And I also complained about my mic stinking once on stage during a Euphoria gig. I was like, can you please change my mic? It stinks. And that was really embarrassing.
Has everyone heard that?
And I've forgotten lyrics. I have done everything. I've fallen. I have... Everything has happened.
All right. A fight that the two of you had that when you look back at right now, you think it was so stupid.
I think about clothes, maybe.
Yeah.
Return my clothes, man.
I always like took command of them and never gave them back to her. And recently, I saw a story which Tarana posted, and I'm like, bitch, that's my dress.
I think that's what we thought about the most.
Yeah, pretty much. I still have a t-shirt of yours here in the US, Kamakshi.
That's cool, man. Take all my clothes now.
Okay. A message to all the online creeps.
Get a life.
I was going to say that.
Read a book.
Nice.
Yeah, just find a better way. Find a place, a healthy place to like put your negative energy. Like, learn an instrument. Like,
start
do some jumping jacks, you know.
Make a pancake.
Meditate. Cook something. Yeah. Learn a hobby. Juggle. Yeah. You know,
talk to your mom.
Backflip.
And like, you know, just speak to your mother and ask her, is this behavior okay?
Yeah, do some Surya
Namaskars.
Very quickly, choices. Tinder or Seema Aunty?
Seema Aunty.
Tinder.
All right. Yeah,
sorry, I took that seriously because it's so close to our reality that right now, Tinder. Like, I was literally talking to my sister about this yesterday.
Okay. John Mayer or John Legend?
John Legend.
Legend. Duh. Legend. Also, I resonate with him because he's an ex-consultant turned musician and I'm an ex-consultant turned musician.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing BCG and I was at Bain. So, like...
That's crazy.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. Dhruv Vishwanath or Prateek Kuhar?
Don't make us do this.
That's too much.
They're so different. So different.
Exactly why.
I love them both.
I love them both.
I think as a person, I know Dhruv really well. So I would just choose him because he's a closer friend. But I'd love both their music.
I love both their music. I can't.
I've done helium balloons with Dhruv. And funny noises. So I love him.
Also, weirdly enough, fun fact, Dhruv Vishwanath, Kamakshi and I sang backing vocals for a Sky Harbor track.
Thank you guys so, so much. This is so much fun and much needed.
One for bland food. I need my explosion of flavors, and hot, spicy food is what I crave for on most days. So wherever I go, I end up carrying a small bottle or dabba of chili paste. In order of preference, a dali pickle or paste all the way from Bhutan comes first. And if that's not available, then bhujalokia or rajamircha paste, or one with a bamboo shoot. Is what I usually end up carrying. And then after that, any hot chili paste without any overwhelming flavors will work. Sometimes I even end up putting a few drops of it in soups. But it's not just chili paste. I also appreciate a sharp mustard with burgers and sandwiches. And ketchup is, however, something that ranks last for me. And I only find myself craving some with hot pakoras. What are your favorite condiments? HT Brunch columnist Veer Sanghvi talks about his experiences around the world when it comes to adding a dash of flavor to your dish.
Can you eat an Indian meal without at least a little bit of achar or chutney? I find I have difficulty. And in most cultures, condiments are always left on the table so you can season your food as you'd like. You'll find mustard in some places, you'll find ketchup in others. But there are exceptions. If you go to an Indian restaurant in China, you'll find one. Soya sauce, chilies and vinegar, chili garlic sauce. So when I went to China for the first time nearly 20 years ago, I was prepared for this array of condiments. And to my horror, the table was completely bare. This was in Shanghai. There was no question of putting soya sauce on the table, let alone anything else. So the food was particularly bland, if I'm going to be completely honest. And so I said, could I get some chili? Could I get some soya? And they said no. And then they thought about it and gave me a little soya. But no, they wouldn't give me anything with a kick. So what is it about condiments? I mean, in the West, we accept that you can't have a hot dog without mayonnaise. You can't have a hamburger without a bit of ketchup. The French, for instance, will ask for mayonnaise to have with French fries. But in some parts of the world, nobody has condiments. I actually prefer the Indian way. I like the way with which we make chili pickles, the way in which we make chili powder, the way in which we make chutneys, you know, fresh with pudina, for instance. I love that nice extra dot of flavor that Indians add to their food. It's one of the things that makes Indian food one of the world's best cuisines.
What's the first thing that jumps to mind when I say that Shonda Rhimes has released another series? That it's going to be a steamy romance and there's going to be loads of scandal. I mean, there's an entire show she's done that's titled just that. So when I heard Bridgerton had dropped, I had to watch it given that I've watched all the seasons of Grey's Anatomy. I mean, I love how the non-protagonist characters kind of grow on you. And, so there I was watching Bridgerton and waiting to be wowed. The whole Duke and the Spoon moment came and went. And I couldn't believe that the protagonists, Daphne and Duke, were fighting literally over something so silly. I mean, I don't agree with the revenge plot. I don't even think it's revenge. I mean, anyway, and then, any Grey's Anatomy fan will also argue the logistic and the logical aspect of this argument that the Duke and the Duchess are having. And there's a second season coming out, of course, but I feel the show is literally Gossip Girl in a Jane Austen setting. And I know I'll end up watching the second season too. But, well, here's what HT Brunch columnist Seema Goswami has to say about Regency romances. For me, The Crown still wins. But then, it's not really a romance, is it?
Regular readers of this column will know I'm a huge fan of Georgia Dare, and I'm a real sucker for a good old-fashioned Regency romance. All tightly laced corsets, heaving bosoms, swashbuckling rakish heroes who are inevitably reformed by the love of a good woman. So you can imagine how excited I was when Bridgerton dropped on Netflix. a Regency romance on a streaming service. I could not wait to binge watch. Well, suffice to say that when I finally began watching, disappointment set in fast. This was nothing like the Regency romances I knew and loved. But wait, I told myself, maybe this is more Shonda Rhimes than Julia Quinn, whose books the series was based on. So off I went to Amazon to download The Duke and I, and cleared an evening to devour it in one greedy gulp. Well, that didn't happen either. I found the book heavy going too. It had all the tropes of Regency romances, but it lacked Eyre's light touch, sparkling wit, and her immense skill at plotting. So that sent me scurrying back to my favorite Eyre books, and I marveled anew at what an amazing writer she was and how easy she made it all look. But I guess every genre of fiction has its masters, and nobody can quite match up to them. To know who else features on my list of masters, well, pick up your copy of Brunch and read my column.
The first time I met pianist Anurag Naidu, he was playing at a jazz night at Mumbai's Cafe Zoe with my friend Abhinav Kokar, another accomplished musician. Anurag seemed like a quiet, shy boy, and several meetings later, I insist that he write and talk about music more, because he's one of the most knowledgeable pianist and sensible guys I know, and one who doesn't sugarcoat anything. His debut album, Je Fais, is still one I listen to on loop on most days. And pre-COVID, I would always try to make it to his gigs because good music was a guarantee. Definitely one of my favorite people in Bombay. So I had to get him to play something for you guys. Hope you like it.
This one's called Tenderly. Yeah, it's famous jazz standard. I'm just going to play over Sanjay.
Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.